Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I just want to thank you for being on the line tonight. We thank God for his goodness and all the good blessings that he has in store for you. If you are in the Charlotte area, come and visit us at Vision of Hope Ministries, 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our Bible study for tonight, which is something that I preached on Sunday, and I just wanted to touch on it again a little bit, is called Looking for God. And it really should be a two-part message, because the first part should be Elijah has his ups and downs, and the second part should be looking for God. And so I don't know which part I'm going to emphasize on tonight, but we're just going to go in and we're looking into the book of Kings, 1 Kings, the 18th and 19th chapter. So, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to come before the throne of grace to find that grace will help us in our time of need. We thank you for this gathering. And we just ask you to continue to be in the midst and help us to be and do what you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen. If you know somebody who needs to hear the word of God, then you should send them a text or you can't give them a call because you're on the line, but send them a text and let them know that Pastor Kim is online as well as on the phone. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Kimmy and look for me there, and then you can listen to it online. And we sent out a Facebook message and Twitter to just let people know that we're here. We often have a lot of people who listen in after. They may not have time or they may be somewhere else in the world, even, because this is global, and they'll listen in after. So, again, I want to thank all of you who do not listen live but who listen afterwards. Thank you for your participation, and I hope you enjoy what you hear. So we're going into the Word of God, the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and I just want to talk about this a little bit. Like I said, I talked about it before where Elijah, a prophet and representative of God. You know, when we're representing God, we are strong, we are powerful, because we know that he has us. Excuse me. And so often, you know, when we're praying for somebody else or when we're believing God for something for someone else, we become really strong and really powerful, and we really seek God, and we're really adamant about what we're praying for, and we know God is going to answer. But then when we have to begin to pray and believe God for ourselves, sometimes we become a little bit weak and a little bit lost and a little bit weary. Like, it's almost as if we're saying, God, I know you'll do it for them, but I'm not so sure you'll do it for me. And so Elijah has some ups and downs in the book of Kings. And so let's see where we are, where we are. Let's see, I believe it is, yeah, the First Kings 18th chapter. Let's see. What's happening in this chapter is Elijah is having a conversation with King Ahab, who doesn't happen to like him. And so, let's see. I'm going to skip around, but I'm just going to dive in. After a long time in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab had summoned Obadiah, his palace administrator. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in two caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. So I hope you caught that. Obadiah was working for Ahab, King Ahab, but he was a devout believer in the Lord. Ahab had said to Obadiah, go through the land to all the springs and valleys. Maybe we can find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive so we will not have to kill any of our animals. So they divided the land they were to cover, Ahab going in one direction, Obadiah in another. So the Bible says there was a famine in the land. As Obadiah was walking along, Elijah met him. Obadiah recognized him, bowed down to the ground, and said, is it really you, my Lord? Yes, he replied. Go tell your master Elijah is here. Obadiah responds by saying, what have I done wrong that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to be put to death? Surely, as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to look for you. And whenever a nation or kingdom claimed you were not there, he made them swear they could not find you. But now you tell me to go to my master and say, Elijah is here. At verse 14, I'm skipping, and now you tell me to go to my master and say, Elijah is here. He will kill me. Elijah said, as the Lord Almighty lives whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today. So Elijah is presenting himself to Ahab. He is challenging Ahab because Ahab believes in Baal, a false god. So when he challenges, and you can go on and read this because you know we're only on for half an hour and we're 15 minutes in. You can go on and read this. Elijah calls down fire, kills all of the prophets, has all of the prophets of Baal killed. And because their God does not show up, but Elijah, of course, the true and living God, shows up for Elijah and he calls down fire. So this is what happens in the 18th chapter. Not only does he call down fire, but he calls down rain. And I'm telling you, I'm rushing through this. You are really going to have to go back and read this. As a matter of fact, I've been taping several messages, so I'm going to be editing them, putting them on a CD. I know a lot of people don't use CDs, but some people still do. But I'm going to be putting them on CD, but I'm also going to be putting them online on YouTube in the very near future. So you'll be able to get this actual message in the near future. So he also calls down rain, causes it to rain in the city, and tells Ahab to hurry up and get out. So he does these powerful things in representation of the true and living God. And that's why I said part of this message is Elijah has ups and downs. So clearly in chapter 18, he is on the mountaintop. I mean, can you imagine being able to call down fire and call down rain in the name of the Lord? I mean, you would have to be on a really high to be able to do that. Like, woo, God has used me, and I've called down fire from heaven, and I've called down rain from heaven. So praise God, he's on a high. In chapter 19, listen to what happened. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword, because he killed all the prophets who believed in Baal. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. So here she is upset. And the funny thing is, she's talking about may the gods deal with her. What gods? Because your gods didn't show up, honey. The gods that you believed in for those prophets that got killed, they never showed up. So while you're putting out this threat, talking about may the gods do to me what you did to them, that should have been the first thing that Elijah thought about. But no, he did what? Verse 3 says, Elijah was afraid. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. Jezebel caused Elijah to be afraid. You know, we women, we have some kind of power. We need to use it for good, not for evil. So verse 3 says, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He went into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. Do y'all hear me? We talk about Elijah. We read about Elijah. Elijah was having an up and down moment, prayed that he might die. Now, I'm sorry. I don't want to make this statement prematurely, but calling down fire and calling down rain and having all of that power, and then in the next moment somebody threatens him and he's afraid that he might die, I'm not so sure about that one. But never, never, never say never. So I'm sort of riding the fence there. But I'm just like, how could you be that powerful and then have such a low moment that you want God to kill you because some woman threatened you? I have had enough, Lord, he said. This is Elijah talking. I have had enough. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. This is remarkable. Stop feeling bad. Stop feeling guilty. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. God is taking care of you. And when I say that, I'm talking about in the context of your relationship with God. God has you. Here Elijah is. He wants to kill himself. He wants to die. But what does God do? He sets him in a place where he can get him by himself, away from everybody, including those close to him, including his servant, because everything has a purpose. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is intentional. That song, it's intentional. So it's intentional that the servant was not with him. And even though he wants to kill himself, man would be like, oh, you know what? You're so stupid. You just called down fire and called down rain, and now you're talking about killing yourself. What kind of God you serve? Do you really believe in the God you serve? What's wrong with you? That's what man would do. But the God that Elijah serves, the God that you and I serve, put him by himself, fed him, and gave him something to drink. Supernaturally, supernaturally, had an angel come to make sure that he was fed and that he had something to drink. In other words, he provided him with some strength. Oh, I like that. I hear that. That's a message right there. He provided his natural body with some strength, but he did it supernaturally. Help me today, Holy Ghost. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. So here he is. He's having a moment of depression. He's having a moment of fear. He's having a moment of sadness. God feeds him twice, allows him to get enough strength to be able to go on the next day. And that next day turns into what? 40 days. Isn't that symbolic? Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. You know, there's so many things that God does, and I wish I could give you the revelation on that, but I just noticed that he was able to travel 40 days on the strength and the nourishment that God provided for him. And so that's remarkable in and of itself, that when we're going through and we think nobody's there, And we think, okay, God, you were just here last week. You just blessed me. I was high on the mountain. I was praying for somebody. I was declaring your works and your glory, and you did it. And now here I am. I'm being threatened. I'm being threatened by a water bill, a gas bill, my finances, my child, my body. I'm being threatened, and all I want to do is lay in a corner and die because I don't like this threat. It's making me so scared that I just want to give up. That's where Elijah was. Nobody under my voice has called down fire that I know of. If you did, I'm going to let you in on the line in a minute. Let me know. Nobody has called down rain. Those were two powerful miracles that were performed on behalf of the Lord through Elijah. And in the next moment, he was down. We are going to, as children of God, as saints of God, as fragile vessels, we're going to have ups and downs. The devil is doing a good job of beating on us, so let's not beat on ourselves. When you have that moment, just do like David said, encourage. He had to encourage himself, encourage yourself in the Lord, get up and keep moving. Yes, encourage yourself in the Lord, get some strength, get some sleep, get some nourishment, and get up and keep moving and begin to look for God. I wish I was able to finish this. I'm going to have to finish it next week. When he's looking, Elijah gets his strength, and he's feeling really good. He gets his strength. He's able to get up, like I said, and start that day's journey, which turns into 40 days. And he's like, okay, Lord, I'm back. That's the attitude that I read through this passage, and he begins to look for God. But he begins to look for God in all the wrong places. And that's what we're going to talk about next week, looking for God in all the wrong places. I love the Bible. I love the Word of God. Anybody who knows me knows that I love the Old Testament because it has some powerful things in it. You know, that's when God wasn't, he really wasn't playing. He was just showing the children of Israel who he really was on both sides, on the powerful side and on the don't get on my nerves side. He was just showing them who he really was. And Jesus came on the scene to give us that cushion, that grace and that mercy, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to take advantage of that. When I say take advantage, I don't mean sin, take advantage. I mean walk in it, embrace it, enjoy it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to know that God is on your side, that he's blessing you, that he's keeping you, that he's covering you. He's got you, because even when Elijah was down, he had him covered. I'm going to leave the lines open. We've got about 5 minutes or less. If you want to get in, you have a comment or a question, you can press 1, and then I will let you in with your comment or question. Amen? You can press 1, and then I'll let you in. Okay, here we go. I think I see somebody. Hello? Hello? Somebody had a comment or question? Hello? Okay. All right, well, we thank God once again for his goodness, and we're going to pick this up next week. We're going to see how Elijah was looking for God and see what happened, and that's what we're going to do. I thank you for listening. I thank God for you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I wish, as the scripture says, above all things, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, 3 John 1 and 2. And that's my prayer for you. I'm signing off tonight. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries. Good night.